You're listening to Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards on Dailycast News Talk Radio.
So today we're diving into a story that should alarm every American who values free speech and independent journalism. The indefinite suspension of Jimmy Kimmel by ABC and what it reveals about the terrifying convergence of corporate media greed and government pressure. This isn't just about a late night host. It's about government intimidation, corporate cowardice, and the systematic erosion of press freedom in the United States. Let's start with the facts. On Monday night, Jimmy Kimmel made comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kimmel suggested that Kirk's death was being politicized, and he criticized President Trump's response to the murder. That was it. Within 48 hours, ABC pulled Kimmel off the air indefinitely. The official reason? Nexstar Media Group, which owns numerous ABC affiliates across the country, stated that Kimmel's comments were offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse. But let's look at the timeline here because it's revealing. Monday night, Kimmel delivers monologue about Kirk assassination. Wednesday, FCC chair and Donald Trump minion Brendan Carr threatens regulatory action against ABC and Disney. Wednesday evening, Nexstar announces preemption of Kimmel on his stations. Wednesday night, ABC announces indefinite suspension of Kimmel. Notice what happens just before Nexstar's decision. FCC chair, Donald Trump minion Brendan Carr, a Trump appointee, publicly threatens regulatory action against ABC and Disney, calling Kimmel's conduct really, really sick. This is where the story gets much darker than simply a network making a decision about its programming. Nexstar Media Group isn't just any media company. It's the largest owner of local television stations in the United States, with nearly 200 affiliates covering almost 39% of American market. But here's the crucial detail. Nexstar is currently seeking FCC approval for a $6.2 billion acquisition of a broadcast rival. Does that sound familiar? Remember CBS? Suddenly, Nexstar's principled stand against Kimmel looks more like regulatory appeasement. When a media company has billions of dollars hanging on the balance before the very regulatory body whose chairman is threatening action against a comedian, they're suddenly concerned about offensive comments becomes suspect at best. This isn't just speculation. Watch what happens next. Shortly after Nexstar's move, Sinclair Broadcast Group, another major station owner, announced that Kimmel's suspension is not enough and that they wouldn't return his show to the air until ABC took appropriate actions and Kimmel makes a meaningful personal donation to Kirk's family and Turning Point USA. This is effectively government-coerced speech, something that should be unthinkable in the United States.